Well, four more people have fallen victim to gun-related violence in the United States. A four-year-old girl has been fatally shot in a car in the U.S. state of Florida. Miami-Dade police say Raquel Carr was shot in the upper body and then airlifted to a hospital where she lost her life. In a separate incident, at least three people were killed in Seattle when a quarrel led to gunfire. Police say the three victims in their 20s were found dead outside a bar. A fourth man is also in critical condition after suffering multiple gunshot wounds. They've been growing calls for stricter gun control laws in the U.S. following a shooting rampage in Connecticut last December. Since then, over 3,000 people have been killed in the gun-related violence across the U.S. Joining us now from Minneapolis via Skype is Professor Bill Beaman with the University of Minnesota to discuss this further. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Professor Beaman. Now, when it happened in Newtown, Connecticut, there were many who in the United States who hoped that this would never happen again. And since then, incidents of gun violence have taken place in the U.S. time and time again. Why do you think there isn't that political will, so to speak, to bring about a change in gun laws?
Well, actually, the American public is overwhelmingly polled to have greater restrictions on guns. There's something like a 90% approval when Americans are polled for registration of guns, and a vast majority of Americans, when polled, say that they want restrictions on assault weapons. The difficulty is in the United States that our legislators are very heavily supported by the National Rifle Association. The National Rifle Association is in fact an outgrowth of the gun manufacturing industry. And so the gun manufacturing industry has a very, very strong hold on our legislators. So the public, if you were to put this to a public referendum, the public would vote overwhelmingly for greater gun controls, but our legislators in Congress feel that they're not able to do that because they depend so heavily on the financial support of the gun lobby.
Well, I'll get back to the question of NRA in just a bit, but also the fact that gun control should go hand in hand with other deeper reforms within, for example, the mental health system, and also other things, as well as the glorification of gun violence in the American media. Do you think there is a will, as far as social leaders and changers in America go, to make that kind of a decision and take those steps as well?
There certainly is a very strong push for gun controls in many, many segments of the population. There are, of course, legislators like our legislators from California who have tried very hard to get more restrictions on guns. But as I point out, there is a double difficulty. In the United States, many, many people are hunters. They use guns for sporting activities, not for criminal activities. And the hunters are afraid that if there are greater gun controls, that somehow the U.S. government will swoop down on them and take their guns away from them. At least that's what the National Rifle Association keeps telling them. And so they're very afraid of these gun controls, afraid that somehow the sporting guns will be also under governmental control. Then there's a very small fringe, kind of a crazy fringe, frankly, that believes that that the government will come take away their guns in order to institute a police state or control them in other nefarious ways. This is a very fringy element, but unfortunately, it constitutes a very large proportion of the Tea Party faction of the Republican Party.
Speaking of the NRA now, there has been a massive campaign by the NRA of misinformation with regards to gun control. We've already seen in Tucson where Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords was shot, and now they're handing out free guns to people. What has anything been done, or can anything be done to curb the power of the NRA?
The real problem in the United States is that the gun control is now under the control of individual states. So you have a great deal of variation from state to state about gun control. For instance, Colorado just instituted some very strong gun control measures, But Arizona is very loose with their gun control measures, and that's where Gabrielle Giffords was unfortunately shot. So getting a national control over these over guns and gun violence is really very difficult when it's done from state to state in this patchwork manner.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there now. Professor Bill Beeman there with the University of Minnesota joining us via Skype from Minneapolis. Thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV, Professor.